23-year-old woman from Brazil. I studied here at this academy. I did this, blah, 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 blah. And I am applying for this job. Nobody goes further than this to question you. You see? This is all you need. This is your password to be a visible being in this world. To enter the game of transacting and interacting with other beings. It's only enough to know your gender, date of birth, study, what you have done, experience, boom, it's enough. Here we are proceeding more deeply. When you say I, what does it mean? And this is the birth of inquiry. The inquiry looks at, when we all say I, what is the implication of I? It is not merely a mental study or a mental exploration or psychological or intellectual. It is a research, an exploration into the living truth of what we are. You see? Now, I start with a simple exercise. If someone came and said, you know, excuse me, there's a Volkswagen car just parked outside here. Would the owner please remove it? Whose car is it? Somebody may say, oh, sorry, it's mine. You will not say, it's me. You will say, it is mine. You will not say, it is me. There is a clear difference. It belongs to me. Use the word, mine. Mine is related to I. Me, also related to I. It belongs to me. Mine means it belongs to me. My. Mine. You can also say, this is my family. My family. Not me. Not me. My family. They are connected with me. They belong to me. My family. You can say, my body is tired. My, not me. You follow? My body was exhausted. So something is aware of body and exhaustion. It is not the body and it is not exhausted. It says the body's exhaustion. It says my body was exhausted. So again, my, I. What is saying my body? It can also say that my sight in this eye, in the left eye, is not very strong, it's very weak. It's a functioning about 60%. In the right eye, it's about, I'd say, 85%. So it observes sight even. It knows the strength of sight or the weakness of sight. It is not the sight. It says, my sight is not as good as it used to be. It also can say, my memory is not as good as it used to be. It is not memory. It knows memory. It observes memory. It says, I used to be able to remember every person's name here, if I'm told it. For 1 year I would not forget the names. Now, I can't remember even two or three. It knows memory and the abilities of memory. If memory has faded, it observes memory. My memory. You follow me or not? Okay, so memory it is not. Senses it is not. Family it is not. This is my religion. My religion. Not me. My chosen religion or whatever. Okay? Some people say, my ego is very strong. My ego, not me. What is this me? My ego, not me. Who's speaking? My ego, not me. Okay? My relationship is not flowing very well at the moment. We had a beautiful relationship 6 months ago, but now it's just completely falling apart. Relationship, I am not. Oh, my life is over. My life is over. Lost my husband, has left me. I'm children is gone. My life is my life. Who speaks my life is over? I am not over. My life as is conceived, as whatever shape, that is probably going to change. And also somebody say, come on, George Norris, come on, Susan, why you speak like that? You're only speaking from an emotional state. It's not true. Yes, 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 but you know, okay. That's, my emotions are a bit like that. Emotions, you're not. My emotion, I am not emotion also. What is left now? Oh, my breathing is very heavy. My heart is beating very strong. My heart, not me. My emotions, I'm a very emotional kind of person. My emotions are like this. My emotion, you are not emotion. My breath is getting weaker. Okay? Hospital, I have to get an appendix operation. They put their gas. I'm breathing. I see. I am losing consciousness. I am watching consciousness go. Who is I? Who is I? When any of these, I can say, I am not. They depend upon me. I am the weakness of them. I am the seeing, I am the witness of them. They are not witnessing me. I am looking at my hand. My hand is not looking at me. This is my autobiography. Not me. So, we go through everything, not merely the body, not the vital force, not the breathing, not the senses, not intellect, not the memory, you know? My mind creates a lot of fantasies. Fantasy, create, mind, not me. Who is me? So, for a moment, leaving all these that you say belong as mine. My house burnt down. No more. Am I burnt down? Who am I? Now, looking at all these things, my life, my dreams, my future, my past. I don't have a good past. I had a troubled past. Past, time, all of this, not me. I am the weakness of them. So let's leave them all aside for a moment. What remains is the sense I, or I am. Take a moment. Feel this sense I am. Does it have gender? Does it have past? Does past stick to it? When it says, oh, the past is gone. Oh, I don't have any future now, my future is gone. Whenever we speak, emotions, relations, philosophy, memory, intellect. Breath, heartbeat, all these you perceive. You who are perceiving all of these, what are you made of? You're not your body. Some people born boy got converted into girl later also. Some feel that they are different orientations. They perceive that you're not that. Who are you here? Don't can't imagine now. You really said imagination, you're not. That which is aware of imagination or actuality. What actually are you? Something is here, isn't it? Something is here, but it's a kind of something-nothing. Does anybody feel somehow disturbed by this looking? Yes. Pass this microphone for him, for me. Behind.
What I observed just before, it's like a ping pong a ball inside. I see that something want to attach to something.
Yeah.
Search.
Something is going ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong. But you are not going ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong. You are watching ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong. But you are not ting tong ting tong ting tong ting tong. Isn't it? Put anything there, let anything come, and you see that it is only a movement inside your mind or consciousness. It's only a movement. What makes a difference is how significant you take that movement to be. If you say, wow, man, this is, oh no, then you see right there, what we are doing is creating a relationship with that and personalizing it. When you personalize something, it seems to bring it much more intimately. It seems to make it more true for you. It's not necessary to personalize. You can perceive, and in fact, the truest perception is non-personal or impersonal, because you simply are aware. But if you don't embrace it personally, if you don't say, oh, why is this happening to me? It's simply happening. And emotions are evolved in it, but you stay as the I that witnesses all of this. What is happening to the witness? The habit is to say something is happening to me. Or, oh, this is too much for me, I can't take any more of this. Who is speaking? Who is speaking when this thing happened? Somebody is come and says, call you again and say, listen, you thought you had just cleared up all your bills, and they called you again and said, listen, I'm sorry, but we can't accept this last check. And you say, I've just had enough, I can't cope with any of this. Okay. Now we can say that and it means nothing. It's just letting off some steam. You know, I've just had enough of this. Okay? Good. Okay. Okay. So what you gonna do now? Jump off a bridge? No, I just had to say that. Okay? But another one, I've had enough. Okay? So it just depends on the strength of how deeply it is believed. Because when it is believed, it creates a sense of a me and makes this me feel really real like that. Simply, even that state, even if it's a very, very emotional state, very strong state, it is also observed. Now there's a strong feeling here. Now the feeling is getting weaker. Just like you feel a toothache is coming, and it gets very strong. Then you take some aspirins, and then it goes. All the while you know, I am not that toothache, even though it is strong. Then it goes, it's gone. Is not you. If it was you, when it was gone, you would be gone. But you witness the coming, the strength of it, the weakness of it, the disappearance of it. And everything is like that. Who is I? Again, we come back to I.
Okay, well, that's not the end of the talk. We'll continue to the end next week, next Monday from 6 to 8. That's the second installment of that talk. I rather like that talk. It's kind of simple, but it's clear enough in its expression, you know, in its understanding. All right, we'll move now to another piece of music, and this time it's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. This is, I think, the theme from the movie Titanic. And again, I'm just queuing it up for you here. I could have had it ready, but it's somewhat a little behind right now.
Go on. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, that was Celine Dion singing My Heart Will Go On. And of course, it's a bit like love and the heart. The love has a timeless quality, eternal quality to it. So that's why the heart will go on. Okay, next we're going to go to Master Rupert Spira. Name of his talk is Attention Falling Back to the Source. So this can be considered an exercise, so I will ring the bell as this talk gets on its way.
Thoughts, feelings, objects. And I find it really helpful, the allowing an object to float in spaciousness and somehow disidentify with it and allow it to sort of dissolve. But I find the sort of next stage of identifying with awareness or somehow giving my attention to the awareness, which is nothingness, which is emptiness, I get stuck, because it's like, well, where is it? How can I give my attention to it?
You're quite right. And who would be giving its attention to awareness? What would that attention be that attends to awareness?
Well, ultimately, it would be awareness itself.
Yes.
Although I guess my belief is that it's me.
It is you. You are awareness.
I guess...
Give your attention now
to
your thoughts. Yes, you are giving attention to your thoughts. Yes?
Yes.
Now, who is the you that is aware of or giving attention to your thoughts?
Awareness.
So that is you. Is it not you that is aware of your thoughts?
It is. Yeah.
Not in theory or not ultimately or not... Just simply now, it is you, awareness, that is aware of your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah, it is you, awareness, that is aware of these words.
Yes.
And the sight of this room, and the sensation of your hand on your leg. Yeah, that's you, awareness. It's not something, you haven't suddenly ceased being me and become awareness. It's just what you are. Yeah. Now, so now, instead of you, awareness, giving your attention, which means giving yourself to the thought, the sound, or the sensation, what would you have to do to give your attention to yourself? How would you do that?
All I can think of is to withdraw my attention from the object.
Perfect. Exactly. You can't actually shine the light of your attention in the way that you shine it on a thought. The thought seems to be other than you. You can only give your attention to something that is apparently other than you. You remember what we said yesterday about attendere, attention being stretching towards. You stretch it from yourself, awareness, towards the thought. In the case of a thought, you don't stretch it very far. You just stretch it a little way. In the case of a tree, you stretch it a bit further. But in each case, you stretch yourself, awareness, towards something which seems to be not you. Now, how are we going to attend to ourselves? Where do we have to stretch ourselves to? We don't have to stretch anywhere, because we're already there. In other words, you cannot attend to yourself in the way that you attend to an object, because you can only attend to something that is not yourself. So it is this, it is a falling back of the attention into its source, rather than a turning around of the attention. Now, the teaching sometimes says, as a concession to our object-facing attention, the attention that is going outwards towards the tree, as a concession to that movement outwards, away from ourself, the teaching sometimes says, turn around
I never got that.
And come back to yourself.
Yeah.
That is just said as a concession that towards the mind that is facing outwards. Yeah. It says, no, face inwards.
And that never made sense, because okay, there's no
object. Okay, well, then forget it, yeah. Because it's not a very accurate phrase, because as you have rightly discovered in your experience, you can't really turn around upon yourself because you're too close to yourself. It's like saying to the sun, stop shining on the moon and start shining on yourself. And what's the sun going to do? Turn round,
yeah.
And start. If it turns round, it'll just be shining on whatever it is, Jupiter or whatever it is that's in the other direction. So it's not a turning round of the attention. It's rather a falling back mm-hmm. of the attention, because awareness is the source of attention. Our attention towards apparent objects that are other than ourself proceeds from, proceeds out of awareness towards the object. Mm. So in this case, it's just the opposite of that. It's just the sinking back, the falling back of attention into its source.
So the falling back of the attention, I can get the sort of movement of that, but fall back into what?
Okay, so you're right. Even the falling back of attention into itself is also, at some point, it has to be discarded as a pointing out instruction, because it too makes a subtle concession to the belief that we have extended ourselves towards an object, and therefore we must fall back to ourselves. So that's a useful instruction at a certain stage, but at another stage you might say, well, fall back into, as you have just done, fall back into what I am already, the awareness with which I previously seemed to be aware of objects. So at that stage there's no question of either turning around the attention or even the falling back of the attention. It's simply abiding knowingly as that awareness. And in fact, this abidance as yourself is the ultimate meditation. It's the true meditation. This is why Ramana Maharshi said, simply be what you are. That's it. That's the essence of self-inquiry. In other words, self-inquiry is initiated usually by a thought in the mind, who am I? As a result of that thought, we try to turn our attention upon ourself. That seems to be an activity that is initiated by the thought, who am I? But as we explore this turning around of the attention or falling back of the attention, we realize, I can't even do that. But that realization comes with the realization, I am already that towards which I was previously trying to turn, or into which I was previously trying to fall. I am that. I just by being that, just by being awareness, I know awareness. By being itself, awareness knows itself. All I need to do is abide as that, to be knowingly that. When I say be knowingly that, I say knowingly because we are always that. We just don't usually know it. So you stand knowingly as the presence of awareness. There's nothing to do with your attention, because your attention is already where it needs to be, which is with yourself, with itself. So meditation starts off as an activity, but it ends simply as pure being, just abiding as you are.
Okay, there is some subtlety in that talk, and some people are so identified with their thoughts that they don't have any inner space to actually perceive or conceive, or whatever word you want to use, their inner space of consciousness, of unlimited consciousness, pure consciousness, pristine consciousness. Whatever way you want to word that is okay with me. But it's a state of inner freedom, inner consciousness, without being impinged on by thoughts or perception of objects or any other forms that impinge on the consciousness, or any stress that impinges. People who are really stressed out, stressed up, stressed down, stressed, two things I notice about those kind of people is they've got extremely thoughts always flashing through their consciousness, and also they don't have that much inner awareness, inner silence, inner self. So the meditation is geared to opening up a space inside like that. So are these exercises that we give out here. They're geared to opening up an inner space of beingness, of awake presence that we really are. We've just been cut off from this experience from childhood onwards, to the different negativities that surround us and that we imbibe from our surrounding, etc. So that's what spiritual awakening is. It's awakening, it's opening up that space, that freedom, that creativity inside, that pure consciousness. Okay, we'll now go and we'll now have a little music again. You just have to get my computer here to open up again. It shut down. And this time we have Catherine Jenkins, the Welsh soprano, again. And this time she is going to sing Pai Yisu. Good singer, so I hope you enjoy it.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of our love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. Never walk alone. Walk on, walk on with hope.
Okay, I'm back on the line again. I'm trying to find the next talk. That let me see. It should be. Just not finding it right now for some reason or other. The self inquiry. Oh yeah, I think I found it now. So here we go again. This could be the last talk of the evening, I'm not sure, because we're running short of time.
Your way is to stay inside as the awareness. First, notice what awareness is, that it is always here. It is the ground of your being. It's not an identity, it's not a woman, it has no religion, it has no practices, it doesn't have an address. It's simply always here. Without awareness, nothing else can manifest. That is the power of awareness. Without awareness, nothing can manifest. Even the mind and the liquid consciousness cannot manifest, because all of them take their birth from that basic awareness itself. You have to come, bring your attention to the awareness itself. We're not talking about distances here. There's no real distance. It's just a distance maybe of subtlety. The awareness, very few people, when you say I, it denotes consciousness, but almost always we are taking I to be a person. So it's called the corruption of I. I, when you say I, it means consciousness. I, consciousness, am. I am. I, consciousness, am. That's what it means. And it's not a belief, it is actually, you may say, a state of being. If you keep the sense, the natural sense, I am, just the natural way in which you know you are, the untaught way of being, the sense I am. If you stay only with the sense I am, without allowing it to connect up or create relationship with any thought or any activity, just be aware only of the I am. Even if you sit for 5 minutes or 7 minutes, just holding the sense I am, staying in the sense I am. In the beginning, a lot of things will try and take your attention into some place, but you stick with it, be persistent, and gradually you'll find that the space and the joy and the light of being is prevailing against all the seeming distractions of the mind. This is one of the most simple exercises and the most effective. When you do this, then you'll see what your mind is and what you are not. Just this thing, the feeling I, or I am. It is called the godly presence within each form. But nobody seems to know that, because it gets converted into the mode of a person. When you say I, you think you are talking, I as a woman, I'm a student, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a doctor, I am this, I am that. But I am is none of that. I am is only I am. I, existence, am. That's it. Try and feel this natural sense in you. There's no attitude, there's no arrogance, there's no pride, there's just that sense. And it is natural, because it's already here. It's not something you have to create, you don't have to build it up. It's just here, it's already perfect, the sense I am. And you will recognize its perfectness if you don't co-join it with any other thought or any philosophy or any thinking or any religion. Just isolate the sense I am. It is there. And let it stay by itself. As I said before, in the beginning, forces will seem to come to try and combine the I am with some mission. And you will feel that, but don't give up. Because if you give up, you only go back again to the I, me person. So this is what I call winning yourself back. You see? Stay just with the feeling I am. Don't try to define it or decorate it or create any kind of hocus pocus around it. It's just a natural sense of being. Stay with this being consciously. Sometimes you try it and you find yourself going to sleep like this. Don't believe that sleep. It's a kind of avoidance also from your mind. Just like this you do it. And gradually you start to feel the power of being. subtle vibration is felt, and it's a very sweet vibration. Don't identify even with this vibration. Just stay in that I am-ness, I am sense. Just be. Don't add anything to it. Don't subtract anything from it. Just be with the sense I am, consciously. Maybe after the first few attempts you may feel tired. Like, wow, that was such an effort. But continue, and it will become increasingly effortless. And then you'll find that if you spend a conscious 5 or 7 minutes in I am, it gives you 5 hours back of pure grace. You're in the state of presence. And it's nothing strange to you. You need no tools for it. It is its own tool. Just the feeling, I am. You stay with that, move in that. And then you can give your reports back. Okay, yesterday I made an attempt to do it. Some people say, I tried it for 2 hours. Some people, I tried it for 2 days of just being. And sometimes my mind goes back, and sometimes the mind gets very noisy, but I didn't give too much attention to that. Don't be thinking that you failed. Each time you find that you're in a distracted state, bring it back again to the I am. And just be in the I am. After a while, maybe you stop looking at the clock. Just move in that. Because once you get familiar with the isolated state of being, of just being in the sense I am, don't listen to the mind. The mind will say, look, you know, you're just wasting your time, you're doing nothing, you get nothing out of this practice. Don't listen to that. That's the attack. And why will your mind attack you? Because you're onto something. This is where the mind will attack you, you see. So you stay with it, and you'll find that gradually, that this, very quickly in fact, before you go home, you will feel this space in yourself. Stay with it. Those of you who feel to continue with that, do. Others, you come, you say, okay, you said, now I'm going home on Tuesday. I say, what is today? Sunday? Monday, 2 days. You have plenty of time for freedom. Plenty of time. Then I ask you something else, even easier than what I've told you. The I am practice is quite simple. Anyone can do it. Children can do it. Anybody. And it will become a joy. Every time you do it, more joy. At first, a lot of trouble, headache, oh, everything is, oh my God, I can't do it, it's too much. And I say, I'm only asking you to be yourself. Just the feeling I am. And look how much trouble come, which means how many things are involved in your life that you cannot simply stay as the sense I am. So many associations are trying to bring you out into the bush, carry you out into the market. People start to telephone you. People start to do like, so my God, it's like the whole world is against me being I am. That you stay with it, and that's very easy. I'm going to show you something easier than this. What in you does not require any effort? Make no effort. Even to be I am. Even to be I am. Just as you are here. Leave your mind, let your mind go for a walk or stay, what doesn't matter. What takes no effort? What takes no time? What takes no effort? What takes no time? Go to that place in you. Is there any place in you that is not trying to be? It is not pretending anything at all. It does not have to practice anything at all. The mind has a lot to say about that. Oh, it is just some psychological practice, some little exercise. No. forget about it. What takes no effort in you, go there. Just only bring your attention to it. That will take a little effort if you want. Your mind is trying to get there first. Okay? Your mind is trying to get there first. So when you turn your attention, the mind goes, hello, I'm here. No effort. Look, no effort. Look, look, no effort. And you know him. You say, no, it's not even that. Not even that. If I point you to what is no effort, something wants to make an effort to be no effort. Are you aware? Even to say, we're so habituated to effort that if I say, be in this place which is no effort, something goes to try and be no effort, to do no efforting. So that you must see and say, it's not that actually. You don't need imagination also. Why am I saying this? Because your true self requires no effort. It takes a lot of effort to be a person. It takes no effort to be yourself. You must know this. It takes a lot of effort. It's only because you're so used to it that it feels natural now. It takes memory to keep remembering how you were and how you are. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of psychological effort, physical effort. This is why when we are amongst people, after you leave you feel drained and tired. Why? Because you're efforting. You're efforting to keep looking worthy, to keep looking important, to keep looking interesting, to keep looking knowledgeable, to keep looking desirable. You see? So when everybody, when you go home, wow, oh my God, when is my next appointment with life? Oh God, I can't, it's too much. And therefore some people, when they get up in the morning, they see the sun, they go, oh no, not another day, I don't want to effort anymore. So here I'm telling you, what is no effort? At least notice this in you. Because you give attention to everything else which requires effort. Give a little attention to that which requires no effort. And then you're coming into the realm of isness, of beingness. It simply is. When your attention recognizes and is one with your isness, all your life flowers. All your life blooms, becomes radiant. And you can start proving it from now. You can do it.
Okay, that was Master Muji giving the exercise of the evening. So the last two things I played had exercised the falling back of the attention to the source, or becoming aware of the source. That's the source without too much impingement from the mind or the emotions or external awarenesses. Just the silent, peaceful, free, pristine consciousness itself. And this one is similar. It's the falling back into the I amness, the isness of your beingness, which is something that you don't have to conjure up. It's already there. It's a level of your beingness. It's a level of your awareness. You just have to allow the attention to effortlessly fall into that space within yourself that's already there. And you do that as many times as you can during the day while you're, waiting for a bus, sitting on a bus. When you get into your car, maybe take a minute or two to do that. Or whenever your attention is not demanded by your outside, by your work or other things. So you develop that habit of doing that. That's your exercise of the week. And that was Master Muji. We had three different spiritual masters on this evening. I must say that Master Muji has a great way of explaining things. He's really a wonderful master. But they're all wonderful in their own way. Eckhart Tolle, Rupert Spira, and Master Muji. I will search for a lady spiritual master, and add her to this show. Well, I haven't done that yet, but that's my intention right now. All right, I would like to thank everyone for joining me for this last 2 hours for the awakening of the self. We'll be back on the air next Monday from 6 to 8 again. So I'd like to thank you for joining the show, and we'll hopefully see you next Monday. And we're going to sign out now with some music. This will be Andrea Bocelli singing Con Te Parito, which means in English, time to say goodbye.
See. 600.000 personas entre empleados directamente contratados y tercerizados y que tiene sede en Río de Janeiro y varias plataformas en Río de Janeiro, mostró la cantidad de personas que acudieron a las calles especialmente para cuidar su trabajo, para cuidar uno de los mayores recursos, uno de los bastiones de la economía brasileña, como es la paraestatal Petrobras. Denunciaban las tentativas de privatización, no solo el impeachment, sino también las tentativas de privatización por parte de la oposición conservadora, que como en la década del 90...
This one goes to all the young black mothers whose son was killed, a young black brother, police killed, had given will, killed Oscar Grant like they did Bobby.